Most of the older buildings in Waterdown were home to several different businesses through the years. A small building that was on Dundas Street just east of Mill Street is remembered by many as the Waterdown Library, but it had a long history both before and after that. During the 1940s, Elmer King and his son-in-law Ted Sherwin operated King's Butcher Shop from the building and offered delivery service every day except Wednesday. In the 1950s, the business name changed to Sherwin Bros Grocery and Meat Store, which boasted home delivery twice a day to Waterdown residents. In 1956, the meat shop was offered for sale and the library board requested that the Waterdown Council purchase the building, which it did. Much of the renovation work, from drawing up architectural plans and wiring to building and installing shelving and fixtures, was done by volunteers. In late 1956, the Waterdown Library moved into the premises from its previous location in Memorial Hall. The library remained there until 1970, when it moved again to the Haynes Building on Mill Street South. After the library moved out, the building on Dundas Street was home to various businesses like Vogue Beauty Salon, Flamborough Pool and Sport, and another iconic Waterdown business, the Paws a Wild Tea Room. In 1979, Ralph Naccarato, the last owner, opened a paint and wallpaper business, Pantano Decorators and Wallpaper Supply, in the rear section of the building, and his wife Lucy operated a ladies' dress and lingerie shop at the front called Raphael's Cottage. During the 1980s, Naccarato demolished the building and pierhouse next door, replacing them with a two-story commercial, residential block containing a group of specialty shops with apartments above. Find out more about local history at the next Flamborough Heritage Society meeting, Thursday, January 30th at 8 p.m. at Grace Anglican Church, 157 Mill Street North, Waterdown. Our guest speaker will be Nathan Tidridge, local author and history and Indigenous studies teacher at Waterdown High School. He will be talking about residential schools. Admission is free, refreshments will be available and all are welcome.